Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing our conversation with Kim Ball. She's got a book just recently released that I was fortunate to get a copy as soon as it was released, called Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up. And it's based on Hebrews 12:1. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. And obviously, the race is different for most everybody, yet God has a plan for your one and only life. And we've been talking about that the past 2 days and just sharing about Kim's journey. She works at Cardinal Hill as an occupational therapist by trade. So she sees a lot of people going through physical challenges. And, you know, one of the things, Kim, I would even ask you is, you know, obviously I know you're trying to help people physically get better, but at least I've learned in some of my seasons of having some injuries and things, yes, a lot of it's physical, but a lot of it's mental too, and the healing part, is that correct?
Right, definitely. And just need that comfort and know somebody cares. And there's just, you know, I think Cardinal Hill is a great place where people care about the patient on all levels, and that's what we should do as well as Christians.
Well, she helps people get better physically, but she's wanting to help you spiritually in this book, and I want to encourage you to pick up a copy. You can get it at her website, Journey On. KimBall.com. So just like it sounds, Journey On, her name, Kim Ball, KimBall.com. You should check that out. And we've been talking about lots of different things, but I want to talk about, there's several chapters, lots of pictures. It's a beautiful book. But you talked about a thing, and as I was preparing for us to do our programs, a thing that just really kind of pricked my spirit, that I think even though people may have checked the salvation box, I call it the get out of hell card, you know, hey, I don't want to go to hell, turn and burn, all that stuff, yet God wants so much more for us than just that. He wants to have that personal relationship we talked about yesterday. And if you missed those first two programs, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. You can hear both those 14-minute programs, or Kim just did a great job of sharing things to encourage you and grow you in your faith. But one of the things I think that's lacking, I see so much in people that, yes, they call themselves a Christian, is just spending that quiet time with God. And, man, I don't know about you, but Kim, for me, that has been the biggest thing for me in growing in my personal relationship with Jesus. Talk a little bit about what quiet time with God means to you.
I think it's just having that dedicated time with God. And for me, it works best to do it first thing. As soon as I wake up, I don't do anything else, because if I do, I'll get distracted and I'll stop, or I'll just have a shorter time. But I just walk straight to, you know, the couch where I have my Bible, I have my journal, I have my prayer book, I have all that stuff ready, and so that I can have quiet time immediately and start meeting with God.
Well, you shared some tips for this and ideas, and like this book covers things about how to be a follower of Jesus from A to Z. They're very practical. It's on the lower shelf, so a guy like me can understand it. So I'm so thankful for that. But, man, you gave several tips. And, you know, I don't do this enough, but when I do, it does make a difference. I love just even your first tip. It's not actually about just the next, about that morning. It's about before that, isn't it?
You get ready the night before, have stuff ready. I try to work out every morning too, and so I lay out the clothes that I want to wear before so that I'm ready to go. But I also get whatever journal I want to take and my prayer book. I get all those things ready the night before so they're ready first thing in the morning.
So that takes a little bit of the stress and the confusion and frustration,
right,
and being tired.
Because you're tired in the morning.
Yeah, so I need to practice that a little bit better. But you talked to, you know, number two point was really simple, but, I mean, once again, I think very applicable.
Gather what you're studying or reviewing, Bible study materials, lessons, devotionals, have that close and handy.
And then, you know, you kind of talked about this earlier, but I thought you just went in good detail about how beginning the day with God is so important.
Yeah, just begin the day with God before you do anything else. Fight the urge to start a load of laundry, clean the table, empty the dishwasher, check emails, or get on social media. If I stayed in my pajamas for a few minutes after getting up, I'd be a lot less likely to work out. While I'm sleepy, I get dressed so that I'm completely ready, and it makes it a lot easier to keep my commitment to exercise daily. And that's why we need to come to God right first, because there's so many other things that will pull us away from our time with God.
Well, I'll tell you, Kim, one of the things that's been one of the biggest growth areas for me was probably about 20 years ago when I, you know, lost my business and marriage and home because of a flood, and people know that, so I don't need to expand on that. If you haven't, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and hear about that. But I had to make a decision in the morning instead of turning ESPN on first and seeing what happened in sports that I missed while I went to bed or whatever the breaking news of the morning and the day was. I was like, nope, I can't do that. I'm going to go set the coffee, you know, turn the coffee pot on and sit down with my Bible and my devotional book. And, man, it's been a game changer for me. But it was hard because, man, I love my sports, my ESPN. And so, yet, when we start it, like you said, before we do anything else, I mean, it just makes a world of difference, doesn't it?
Right, right. And you may not feel like it, but you just start doing it.
Well, speaking of that feel like it, you talked to, you had a page in your book. It was near the back, but I just I loved it. You said the little title of it was, sometimes it's just all about making a choice, and you talked about that feel thing. And even though I'm a man, I'm on the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm right in the middle on the think or feel thing. Some decisions I'd make just thinking it through. Others, sometimes I make it with my heart. I'm kind of 50-50. My Christian counselor that I was seeing many years ago after I took that test said, you're unique. And I was like, does that mean good or is that like weird, bad? But I'm right there on the think or feel thing. So I could resonate with this because it talks about choices and feelings. Share what you wrote in your book, please.
We won't always feel like reading our Bible or feel like praying or feel like helping another person or feel like having a good attitude. Some days we just need to make a choice to do what God calls us to do. Choose to rejoice in the day. Choose to help out. Choose to watch our words. Choose to spend time with God when we would rather go back to sleep or zone out. Our daily choices to live as God commands will keep us persevering in our faith regardless of how we feel.
I just thought that was powerful because so many times I don't feel like spending that time with Jesus, or I don't feel like being nice to somebody that's rude and things. Yet, if we line up with what God's word says about us, I found when I practice that, Kim, that my actions will line up more than my feelings will follow. Have you found that to be true in your walk with God?
Oh, definitely.
I love the verse, too, that you shared there, Hebrews 13:21. Share that with us, please.
May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. Hebrews 13:21.
And then you just challenged me again on the same page near the end of your books, like page 432, but it says, continue to show love to others regardless of their response. Man, Kim, that's hard to do.
Yes, it is. It is hard to do, but it's Christ's command that we're to love one another, and that's how we show that we're his disciples, is that we love one another.
Hmm. And you know, this is on radio, so you can't see, but Kim's a petite woman. She works out. She's in great shape. But, I mean, she practices, and that is a command. You're right. It really is. Yet we don't feel like following those commands. And, you know, I love that you talked about all the things, and I don't remember where it was in the book, about, you know, so many things you do, from cooking and spending time with your family, you know, about leading a Bible study, having a job, exercising. But if you depended on your feelings, you wouldn't do a lot of those things, would you?
No. Sometimes you just want to just lay around. But, you know, God says seek him first, and he'll help us order everything else. And I think that's so important, just to know he comes first, and then everything else is after.
Okay. Well, looking at your quiet times and tips, you talked to, I thought this was great. You had a picture in the book. I saw Henry Blackaby's Experiencing God Bible. I thought it was really good on that there. But you talked about putting all your things together. So, man, that one, it saves time, plus it saves frustration. Share a little bit about what you talked about doing that there in that point.
I think just a basket may be a good place to keep your Bible, a journal, a Bible study book, a list of prayer needs, several pens, a highlighter. And I feel like I'm more likely to stay put and have my time with God if everything I need is all in one place.
And then you also talked about, you know, if you're trying to have quiet time, we're trying to help you understand about how to, maybe you're like, well, how do I do this? Yeah, I know I need to spend some time with God. And Kim shares us in her book, Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up. You know, you talked about some other things about place, time, and even keeping a blanket close by. Share those things with us.
Okay. Find a place to meet with God. A comfy chair, the kitchen table, your office, sitting on the couch, or a rocking chair can all be places to set up your meeting space. And then pick a time. You can meet with God anytime or any place, but scheduling this time in your day helps you come closer to actually doing what you've committed to. Keep a blanket close by to wrap up in. Keep yourself warm and cozy, but not too cozy. The purpose is to meet with God, not to fall asleep in a different spot. Pray for God to help you in your quiet time. You're building a habit that you want to continue all of your life. Dennis Kinlaw mentioned in his devotional this day with the Master that he fell asleep on his knees numerous times when he was trying to have his early morning quiet time, but he was building his habit of meeting with God. Just know that a habit becomes a habit when you continue to practice it. You may falter, you may push the snooze button 10 times or fall asleep every day in your quiet time chair, but every day continue praying for God to help you build that habit. He desires it more than you do.
Well, and I love that you kind of closed out those tips about on how to have a quiet time. You talked about, you know, it is a struggle, and then you had this really good quote from Ann Graham Lotz. Would you share those with us, please?
She said, Ann Graham Lotz said, you will never have time to read and study the Bible. You must make time.
That's simple, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's that powerful.
And like I said, Kim's a very disciplined person. She had another quote in here that said, this is from her in the book, and like I said, it's very colorful and just very engaging, really your eyes, you'll like reading because there's lots of color in it. But you said meeting daily with Jesus should be a non-negotiable in your schedule. And, I mean, that's pretty point blank, but if you really want to get to know Jesus, you got to do that, don't you?
Yeah, it's crucial. That's how you build a relationship, is to have time with him.
Mm. And the thing about it is I've learned he likes to speak to his kids, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He does speak. And all we do is just spend that time and just talk to him and then listen.
Talk to us about some of the things that you learned through writing this book, Kim. I mean, it's called The Journey. It took 4.5 years. I know you shared a lot of the physical challenges and loss of 2 loved ones. Unfortunately, some things happened to the church. You had to change churches, which, you know, that's always your safe place. But just talk about some of the things God taught you through writing this book called The Journey in your heart and in your relationship with him.
The message, I think, throughout was about on perseverance, and that's what I had to deal with myself the whole entire journey, is to keep going and to not give up myself. And there was just struggle after struggle after struggle, where it almost seemed, one of my sons even said, Mom, this many bad things doesn't happen to one person. And it was just with all the difficulties I was going through, and I had to practice what I was preaching, what I was writing in the book, that I had to continue on. I had to keep looking to God. I had to keep trusting him, because it was difficult. And sometimes life doesn't go like you want, and it's hard, and it's difficult, and it's painful, but God's there, and he cares, and you just have to keep going.
And you did, and I'm so glad you did, because, man, this book is tremendous. It's called Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up by Kim Ball. It's based on Hebrews 12:1. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Kim, if you will, could you pray for people that are listening that are just, you know, man, they do feel like giving up, and they just don't feel like they can endure anymore. And I know you've walked through a lot of trials and tribulations in your whole life, but especially the last 4.5 years writing this book. So just pray for people listening out there that maybe are in that same spot.
God, I just ask you to be with whoever's listening right now, God, and that they would know that you care, that their life has value, that it matters, that it's important. Their life is important to you, and that you're just wanting them to call out to you, to seek you, and you will draw near to them, and that you want that relationship, and you want to be with them through the hard times and the good times, and that you will speak to them, and you will speak into their life, and you've given your word, and I pray that they would read your word, and that they would just ask you to speak to them, and I know that you will, and I pray that you would just comfort and encourage all those who are listening, Lord, that they would just know that you are close, and that you never give up on us, and for them just to keep on looking to you. And I just pray that right now, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. I know you'll be blessed by this book. I haven't had a chance to read it all, but all the pages and chapters that I've got in, I'm going to make it part of my routine with my quiet time. But I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up. It's by Kim Ball. And what is your website again, Kim?
JourneyOnKimBall.com.
Okay, and if people want to email you, how do they do that?
It's journeyonkimball@gmail.com.
And then there is a place in
Wilmore. Francis Asbury Society also has copies of the book if you want to get it from them.
Well, thanks so much for coming on, man. This is a great book. God bless you with it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Kim Ball. Her book is Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up. Remember that you can endure the race that God has set before you. Hebrews 12:1 promises that. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.